Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show where we talk about the Akashic Records. We talk about how you use the Akashic Records, where you can call in and ask your questions of the Akashic Records. And today is November 6th, 2011, and I'm really excited to be broadcasting from sunny San Diego. Of course, it hasn't been real sunny the last couple days, but it's been wonderful to be here in San Diego. And the reason, other reason I'm so excited about being here is we just finished a level two and a level one class with some marvelous people. And I'm actually broadcasting from Lori Rayanne Anderson's home. And you might remember Lori from our last year, last week. And many times that she's been on the show. And so we are here at Lori's house in a beautiful home in Oceanside. And we've got the whole crew here, a bunch of people that have come in that are students and as well as friends and cats, all sorts of cats. And even my cat Zohar is here with his grandmother, Puda. And Puda is sitting on a ledge surveying us all. So so we really want to be able to welcome you and as far as calling in and asking your questions. But first I'm going to introduce Lori because she is a very special lady, and we want to thank her very much for her hospitality and her promotion and for her just being on the planet doing these wonderful things that are helping change our lives. So Lori Rayanne Anderson, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm saying welcome to you. It's your house.
Yeah, but it's your radio show.
That's right. So I say welcome, you say welcome. We're welcome, right?
We're all welcome. And welcome to everyone who's listening. It's a pleasure to be back on the Akashic Wisdom again. And we've enjoyed the weekend with Donna teaching the Level 1 and the Level 2 workshops and doing her lecture down in the heart of San Diego on Thursday night. And the insights and the wisdom that have come forth. It has been phenomenal. Yeah, it's been great. I'm sitting here actually with a whole bunch of people who have participated in the workshop, and I'm looking at two of my dear friends who are level two consultants right here in San Diego from a previous workshop. I'm looking at my partner and friend, Puda, the cat, sitting right above us here, ready to speak at any given moment. So we've had a great time. We really have. I think that the class, I participated in the level two workshop, and it was it was really a lot of fun because I got to refresh and go deeper on some things that I'm working on, including a new product that we'll present on animal communication and interspecies communication.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay, and you know what else, too? We want to be able to give the call-in number and for people to call in. And I actually, I'm working with the computer on one hand, and I'm listening. I'm talking to you on another hand here. But the call-in number that you can call in here is, wait a minute, I got to get up here.
So while she's getting that, we want to encourage everybody to get to their phones and to their computers so that you can email questions into Akashic Wisdom that we can answer right here on the air tonight for you, or if you'd like to call in and ask a question. And I know that a whole lot of you out there, I know you're listening, that were part of the class and workshop, and we're hoping that you will have some questions and some participatory remarks as to the breakthroughs that you experienced in the workshop this weekend. The Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones were wonderful with all that they brought through for each of us, as well as for global awareness and citizenship. Now, we've been seeing a lot of different breakthroughs come, and personally, I work with whales and dolphins, and we're just seeing amazing planetary shifts right now. The awareness of the joy that is available to us, as well as the healing, has absolutely been phenomenal. So really, really great.
Yeah, you know, I was on the website. I'm looking for the 800 number, and maybe Don can tell me what it is because I'm not seeing it. And so I'm going to give you the 530. So to call in, if you're in the United States or Canada, 530. And, here it is. It's 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. Okay, so that's the number to call in, and we're good to go. So let's talk a little bit about the classes that went on, and I also, you know what else? We have a couple of people here I really want to talk to.
Yeah.
Because not, we have Jan Sherburne, who is, we're going to devote a whole show to her and her book. And we're going to talk about how she used the Akashic Records to write the book, and that's why it's going to be a whole show. But we really want to say hello to Jan. And then we have another young lady that was on a the boat trip with Lori that is a wonderful photographer, and we want to be able to, you know, give you her website as well as the YouTube versions of the whale adventure that that Lori led last month, I think it was, and it was amazing. And so we want to be able to tell you about this wonderful photographer that took some footage of it and put it up on YouTube. Okay, and so, but first let's talk to Jan a little bit, and we're going to say, and just a brief overview of her book called The Voice of Spirit by Jan Sherburn. Do you have a website on this, Jan?
No, I don't.
Not yet. You've got to come closer and talk louder. Okay.
Not yet.
Okay, so soon you do, but it's out by Balboa Press. And so just a real quick overview, because when you're on the show, we'll actually read from the book. But just because I want to devote a whole show to you, because I think this would be fun to do and have people see it. And by that time, hopefully you'll have... Are you going to get a website on this?
I'm not sure it's going to be directly with the title of the book, but there may be a website where people can get it.
But it's on Amazon right now, right?
Right. Okay. Amazon, right. Balboa Press. .com.
Okay.
And then numerous booksellers.
Got it.
What's the name of it?
The Voice of Spirit.
The Voice of Spirit. So what drew you to create something like this?
It probably came to me.
It came to you. How did that happen?
I actually was at Tamarack Beach in Carlsbad here in Southern California one day walking my two little Bichons. And after going back to the car, I felt led to grab my notebook, which I often carry with me because I tend to write that way.
Okay.
And I called these first the 10 Seaside Passages because they kind of just flowed to me.
Great.
And after it was done, it was like it was done and over. And I said, what do I do with this? And the message came loud and clear, get it in print now.
Wow, that's great. So what is your hope for this book? What do you want to accomplish with this book?
I really hope it touches people's lives and gives some direction. It's the type of book that I first called it a coffee table type gift book.
Okay.
Because it's the type of book that you can read through, but you really need to go back and look at each passage. It's a wonderful book to really experience each passage on an individual level. So it'd be great for meditation or just some quiet time and contemplation. Really, it tells you about your life as well as life with a capital L.
Well, that's great. And just briefly, how did the Akashic Records, in other words, like what drew you to come to an Akashic Record class, and how did the Akashic Records help you with this book?
I've known about the Akashic Records for years, having lived in Southern California, but I never participated in it. And after meeting Lori Rayon, I felt led to take the class. And the book material actually came to me a year ago, April, and then I took the class after that. But in using the Akashic Records, there were times when I would just get stuck. And I was like, I'm not sure what to do, or should I continue with this, or why am I being stuck to get this in published? Because I had the material. It was a matter of getting it published. And so I would consult the records on occasion to get some inspiration. But I kept being told, get it done.
And done, you have gotten it.
Yes.
And we are going to have you come on, and we'll talk a little bit more, and we'll have a good time with this, okay?
That sounds great.
Well, thank you so much for being here, and thanks for showing up as a support for the show tonight. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, do I have a caller on the line?
Yeah.
Felt like there was. Is there a caller on the line?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a caller on the line.
Hi, caller. This is Donna Fox. You're on Akashic Wisdom. How are you?
Very good. How are you tonight, Donna?
I'm good. Who's calling?
This is Bernie.
Hi, Bernie. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canton, Ohio.
Oh, my. We're neighbors, you know.
Well, oh, wow. Where are you from?
Well, I live in Akron now.
Oh, wow. We're just a stone's throw away, huh?
We are, and I'm actually going to be having a Level 1 Akashic Records workshop in Akron the first weekend in December.
Oh, where's that going to be at?
That's going to be in Akron.
Oh, it's in
right
Akron.
Right there. And you know what? If you email me, if you email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and with your phone number, and I'll be happy to call you privately. I'll be back in Akron on Wednesday, okay?
Oh, okay. Show up to the event.
I have no idea. Hi, Don. Thanks a lot for that call. All right. Well, we can go on with other things, you know.
That's the first. I've never had that before,
you know. Hey, you know what? You know, sexual energy abounds.
And so, Kundalini is rising.
Absolutely. Kundalini is rising, you know. All right. Okay, so Jan, thank you so much again for being here, and we really appreciate your time. And once we get done with the show, we'll set a date for you to come back, and we'll read from your book and hopefully get you lots of sales, okay?
Okay, that's
great. That's great. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So who here wants to talk about the Akashic Records that was in the workshop today? Anybody here want to talk? Is anybody in there? Want to tell their experience? Well, that's you. Come on in. All right, so we're going to talk to Annette right now. Here's the difference. Annette last week had not taken the class, and she had we had done a consultation, and what happened was, so she's going to probably give you her impression of how she felt about the workshop and what insights you gained from. Why do you think that this workshop was good for you?
Well, it's an entirely different type of communication that you have with. As opposed to just having, your, if you will, psychic, for lack of a better term, intuition, you have an entirely different space, and the information you get is entirely different. It's kind of hard to explain to somebody who hasn't taken it.
Right.
It's really like explaining water to somebody who's never seen it. That's just all I can say. But I was very impressed with it. I'm so happy I took the course and. From such a wonderful teacher, by the way.
Thank you. I'd like to say thank you. Actually, it's the master's teachers in London.
I'll polish your halo later. Okay?
That's right. Yeah. No, I will. I'd like to say it's me, but it's really the Akashic Record master's teachers and loved ones that run the class. It's like I just kind of show up and do what I'm told.
Okay.
So, but I'm so glad. So any specific insights that you can pinpoint or at all or. Something that maybe you experienced in the class that you hadn't experienced before, or just
about all parts of it. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. All right.
But there were some insights, like the last section there was writing a book. That came from somewhere that I wasn't familiar with.
And that's you've got to show that table of contents, Laura, because it's all about DNA, and it's like,
well, there you go.
Yeah, it's so amazing. It was amazing. It was.
I mean, I was just shocked.
She's very connected to the dolphins.
Yes.
The activation.
I am.
Absolutely. Okay. So, yeah. So, well, thanks so much for stopping by here.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Who's coming?
Laurel.
Oh, okay. Laurel. Laurel is a wonderful. Laurel is a current consultant in San Diego. As is Lori and a few other people here.
Jan.
That's right. Jan. You took level two, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
She's
yes. And she's been okay. We've got a lot of folks here. So Laurel Baker. Laurel Baker has got a lot of different talents. So Laurel, talk to us about your level two and about why. You chose to come back for this radio show after being happy and safe at home.
Actually, this level two, I have to say, only added more depth and more perception and helped to well-round and expand what I already had experienced and was already knowing. And added to everything that I already knew, and I learned that I didn't know as much as I thought I did.
That you didn't know as much as you thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, we should tell people that the level one is for people to learn how to open their own personal Akashic records, mm-hmm. and the level two, you learn how to open the records of other people with their permission, the land and animals. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. And, It's much easier, I think, in a lot of respects to open your own records, but when it comes to doing a level two and working with other people, there's an added level of responsibility that comes with that, and there's also an added level of releasing maybe your own expectations and your own fears.
Yeah, sure.
Of being in that energy and giving that energy to translating that energy for someone else and just being the conduit for it.
Great, great. So what are you going to do with this additional knowledge today? What are you planning on how are you going to use it in your life?
I am actually going to do a lot more practicing.
Okay.
To become more proficient at this particular level.
Okay.
Because this has really deepened everything for me.
Okay.
And I'm going to work probably a lot more in my own records. Some healing came up for me today.
Okay.
After we left here, Shelley and I worked together.
Great.
And there was a lot that came up.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that for those people who are living in the San Diego Oceanside area, I know that Lori has volunteered to have a practice session for level two people, and what that means is you get free 15-minute consultations just to kind of give you a flavor of what it's like. So we're going to give Lori's telephone number and website and email out. But Laura, while we're at it, why don't you, you know, if you're interested in having some more consultations, give your contact information, and we'll get yours, Jan, as well.
Tell about your Reiki.
Oh, your Reiki.
Oh, yes, and I also am going to probably start using this more in conjunction with the Reiki because
yes.
Things come up in the Reiki.
Yes.
As the Reiki works on all the different levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, things come up and need to be looked into further. And with the tools of being able to open someone's records while you're giving them Reiki, there's just that much more added information that I feel, instead of being just intuitive, is coming from a higher source.
Right.
Not
right.
that doesn't come from Reiki, because it does, but this is just so much.
Well, the thing is when you use the Akashic Records, that Akashic Record energy can be used in every area of your life.
Yeah.
So you can use it to expand your healing modalities. You can use it to expand your creativity. You can expand it to understand more about your own personal healing. And you can use it to communicate with animals and the land, and it kind of goes on and on and on what you can do with
yeah,
the Akashic Record.
Yeah, that is part of what I'll be using it for, too, is a lot with animals.
Great.
Because I specialize in Reiki for animals. So.
Okay, great. Well, that's wonderful. Why don't you give your contact information, Laurel?
I have an email, which is Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, B, as in boy, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, at sbcglobal.net.
Okay.
And a phone number is 619-415-3219.
Say it again louder.
Sorry. 619-415-3219.
Thanks so much. Well, again, thanks for coming back, and hopefully a whole bunch of us will go out to dinner once we're done here.
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Jen, just come back for a moment and give your contact information if you'd like for consultations. Are you actively doing consultations now, or are you more concentrating on another book?
Well, the idea is to go ahead and start another book, but I do consultations when I get contact. So
give your information out.
Right. My number is 760.
This is Jan Sherburn.
814-8866.
Say it one more time.
760-814-8866.
Great. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I want to talk to my other hostess. You know, one of the beautiful things about coming to California, in especially this time and last couple times, is I've been hosted by wonderful people. And the ladies who's sitting across from me right now, her name is Shelley Martin, and she and her husband have been just such gracious hosts and hostesses. And they've got a lovely condo, and and they've been very patient with my new kitty, Zohar, who has ripped up their new guest room. not terribly, but yet anyway. So, Shelley, welcome. Welcome to the Akashic Wisdom Show. How are you?
Thank you, Donna. And I have to say, it's been an absolute pleasure having you and Zohar.
Thank you.
He's brought a lot more laughter to our place.
Well, so. That's for sure. He's got a lot of vim and vinegar. He's a kitten. So talk. You know, you took the Akashic Records level one. When? How long ago?
It was back when we were at Mariah's place. How long ago was that? 2 years?
Year and a half to 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
and
right.
then I took my first level two. It was 3 months after that. It was very quick.
Okay. All right.
And I used it, you know, it just kind of connected with me when I heard about the work.
Sure. Okay.
And there was just something in me that said I needed to find out more about this.
Right.
But then, as the way it happens so much, life happens.
Yeah. I've noticed that.
Yeah. And I kind of got pulled away from it for a little bit. So when I had the opportunity to retake level two this weekend, it's just been absolutely amazing.
How is it different?
Well, even though I hadn't had a whole lot of practice between then and now,
yeah.
I felt like being in this particular, and maybe it was the group energy of this particular group, because
very
it's very
high-powered group.
Very powerful, and it felt very purposeful being there with that group.
Right.
And it just seemed to make everything flow a lot easier.
Okay, great.
So I was really surprised. I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, you were doing some amazing work. You know, you and Laurel were, you know,
yeah.
But you were really doing some amazing work. And at times it looked like it surprised you.
It did. Absolutely, it did.
Well, that's great. That's great. So how do you plan to use this in your life now?
As you know, I work with horses mostly, and I do all things horse. We have a boarding facility. We're doing some horse rescue. I'm also certified in equine massage. I'm a Reiki master as well. And so this just kind of fits right in with being able to do it with the animals. And what I love about it is owners, you know, the owners of these animals, the people who take care of them, to be able to help them build the relationship stronger.
Great. But you're an award-winning rider, though, yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, son of a gun. Okay, so brag on yourself. Now, what awards have you won in the past for your work?
Well, I trained cutting horses on the national level for 17 years.
And cutting horses is?
It's a type of competition, stems from the old ranch work with cattle, where you cut a cow out of a herd.
Okay.
And so we would teach the horses how to do that, and it's a lot of fun. And over the course of 17 years, I trained one NCHA, National Cutting Horse World Champion Stallion,
okay.
And two world champion riders.
There you go. Well, we are very, very proud and honored to have you with us. But what's important here is that you're planning on using the Akashic Records not only with the owners, but with the horses that you are guardian of,
yes.
With their owner's permission. And what's important for you folks that are listening to know is that when you work with the Akashic Records from a level two point of view, you can open the records of an animal. You can understand what the core issues are about, let's say, some behavior challenges or some issues around health, or a variety of different ways that maybe just to help them learn better if there's a training issue or a training program you want them to do. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's a dog, a cat, a horse, you know, as long as it's a living, breathing other being, we can use the Akashic Records to help. That includes children. not that they're, but I think you guys get the picture. But you wouldn't open the records of a child. You would open the records of an animal with their permission. So, yeah. So that's wonderful. That's great. What else would you like to share with us? Anything?
Oh, well, gosh, I don't know.
Tell about your experience, if you don't mind.
With the whale?
Something
that really shocked and surprised me.
Okay.
We were doing a practice. You had paired us up, and I was practicing with Lori Rian as my client,
okay.
And so she started asking questions about the blue whales that she had seen off the coast of California on a boat trip recently. And as we started talking, or as I started talking about what I was receiving from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records, I felt the top of my head, inside my head,
expand out and then just kind of snap back in. And it was just very unexpected. And I just kind of went, whoa, what was that? And Lori said, you just had a blue whale come through you. That was very amazing.
Very amazing. That is quite amazing. So
they're rather large.
Yeah, they're rather large. So what did you do with that information? How did that help Lori or you?
I'm not sure. I'm still kind of processing that a little bit because we stayed so busy at that time. But what I want to do is get into a meditation and call in the blue whales and you know see if I can't connect with them again that way.
What did it? Tell me what it felt like again. It's like your brain exploded.
It not explode. It's like it stretched out, like almost like a rubber band, and then ping, back it went.
I'm here now.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. I'd never experienced anything quite like that before. It was fun.
Interesting. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. And you also have a horse that at your stables. Are you going to open your horses?
Yes, yes, I've recently been adopted by a horse.
Okay, got it. Okay, all right, okay.
And I've just, in our connection, we've been together about 2.5 months now.
Okay.
And we've built a really strong connection. Most of the work that I do with her is without any equipment on her whatsoever. It's totally at liberty. She's free to come and go as she likes.
So you're connecting with her intuitively?
Yes, it's a combination of things. It's a combination of intuition, body language, subtle communication, you know, on many different levels.
Okay. And so how do you see the Akashic Records helping you with that?
I think it's going to help me understand her more.
Understand her more.
Yeah, okay. and what her needs are and who she is at a core level, because I think she's a pretty special individual. And she's had a pretty profound effect on people who've come to just be in her field.
Talk about that.
I've seen it. Well, it happened to me.
Okay.
The second day I was in her pen, I was just sitting there with a chair, just kind of letting her get used to me. And she came and she put her head right in my chest. She just stayed there. And about 2 minutes later, I just burst into tears.
Wow.
And I had no idea where it was coming from or anything, but right then I knew that there was something special about her. And so about a week ago, Lori Rion and some other friends came out, and I was showing them the ranch. And we went to see her, and we just kind of spread ourselves out in her pen, and because she's very high-strung, she's extremely sensitive and can get very fearful.
Uh-huh.
So we were just being quiet, and we were allowing her to come and just check in with each of us. And one of the women who was there, Dreamcatcher came up to her and basically did the same thing, just stood in front of her, and within 2 minutes she just had an
emotional clearing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and afterwards she told me it was one of the most powerful things she'd ever experienced.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
And then her husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, I think there's definitely a lot of healing that she and I are going to be doing together with each other and with other people, too. And that's my hope.
That's great. So. Well, we're going to give you a practice question right now.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, because you like to talk, it sounds like working with animals and Akashic Records, you know, is part of that, correct? That's what you want to use, your Akashic Records with animals,
yeah.
Right? We have a question here that's come in from a client. Okay. So I'll read it for you because you're a little speechless right now. But hopefully, are your records open, though? Are you,
no.
Well, then you go away and go open your records and come back.
Open my records?
Yes, because you can't open. I don't want you to open this guy's records right now. I'll handle that for right now. Okay. Only because that. So we'll have her come back and answer this question, and then we'll go to somebody else. So these are the people who I so dearly love and have been a part of our world. In the meantime, let's bring our friend who's a photographer, and she's going to talk about the blue whales. And please come in and introduce yourself, okay? Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so please tell everyone your name.
My name is Leslie Jean Morava, and I have a film company called Golden Dolphin Films.
Great. And talk about what does Golden Dolphin Films do?
Golden Dolphin Films documents actual events in the lives of people, both activists, real people, children, acts of the heart, acts of kindness, acts that bring people together. And we basically make films that are supposed to open people's hearts.
And so where are these films shown?
Right now, you know, I mainly have them on YouTube, and I make films for fundraisers, nonprofit groups, and large media events like the Live Earth concert. I made a film for the Copenhagen Climate Talks. Wherever I like to get into big venues, and I do short pieces that activate people.
That's very interesting.
Donna,
yes.
She just recently was asked to go to the North Pole.
The North Pole? Talk about that. Why are you going to go to the North Pole?
Well, we actually just returned from the North Pole.
Oh, I see.
And the assignment was to create an iconic image that would accompany a report on the ice melt. And
So what is an iconic image? For the listeners that may not be familiar with that,
mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you, and what was that all about?
So what that means is we were hired by Greenpeace to create an image that would capture the public's attention. So it was a visual image specifically for the media, for press, for newspapers, et cetera, that would, if someone was flipping through the paper, they would see this image and say, oh, my God, what is that? And it would speak to them, maybe their hearts or their intellect, and then they would feel like they wanted to read the accompanying article.
Okay.
And I accompanied the artist. I was videographer and artist liaison, and we made a copper man on an ice floe that was 300 feet across, and it was the Vitruvian Man from Leonardo da Vinci. And he was
Who
melting.
Made that?
The crew of the ship and myself.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And the artist. And we used copper foil from solar panels, and the image was created with nature because nature kept bringing fog in and driving us off the ice because we had to watch for polar bears and we couldn't be on the ice with heavy fog. So every time we had to come off the ice, nature would melt the ice a little bit more so that on the fourth day when we finally were able to get the helicopter up to take a photograph, Mother Nature had melted almost a dagger-shaped piece of oceanic melt into the heart of the Vitruvian Man and into the second shock. On the right side.
Oh, sorry.
And also into the, I think it was the solar plexus chakra. So that was pretty amazing. Nature had a hand in the final image, and the piece that I brought was to circle around the man with 11 of us and basically do an earth blessing. And we captured that photo from the sky, and then it's been picked up in about 60 countries.
And where would somebody be able to find that now, that photo?
You can go, you can basically Google Vitruvian Man Greenpeace.
How do you spell Vitruvian?
V-I-T-R-U-V-I-A-N.
Spell that again.
V-I-T-R-U-V-I-A-N.
So that's what Vitruvian Man is what they would
Vitruvian
Google.
Vitruvian Man, but you also have to put in Greenpeace.
Greenpeace, I got it. Okay.
Right.
Would it be on Greenpeace's website?
It would, but on YouTube you can actually watch a whole video of the making of.
Wow.
And you can find the image all over the Internet.
All right, so now here's what I really want to hear about. I mean, not that this is not wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But you were on a boat trip with Lori Rahn and a group of other people when the big whales came by, and you took some very, very interesting footage.
Yes.
So can you talk about what happened and mm-hmm. and what was the feeling that you had, and
sure.
why do you think this is important?
Okay, well, it was a very special trip because the whales appeared to be singling us out and coming specifically over to our boat.
Because there really wasn't any other boats around there, was there?
There was one other boat and a helicopter, but as soon as we got out there, the whales sort of turned tail, if you will, and came straight at us. And they were swimming. They were doing close encounters to our boat. And every time they would come up, they blasted us to the point where people were shrieking, oh, my God, and crying. And I know the first pass for me hit my heart chakra so strongly that I could barely talk, and it was actually difficult to breathe. I mean, we were getting major, major activation blasts from these blue whales.
Wow.
And we had several, I call them swim-bys instead of fly-bys, but they were actually coming under our boat on their backs, blasting us with their whole chakra system and activating our electrical systems in our bodies as humans. And people were shaking and speechless. And this one particular whale, we had a handicapped gentleman in the back of the boat in a wheelchair who was tied down. He couldn't, because for safety reasons, and he
sure.
couldn't really...
Tied down in his wheelchair.
His chair was...
Be clear here.
Sorry. The chair was tied to the boat.
So he wouldn't slide around.
Yeah, yeah. For safety reasons. And he was an elderly man. And this beautiful moment that happened, which I have on one of my pieces on YouTube, this whale hung a hard right, flipped on her back, and swam right under this handicapped man and came up right next to him. And it just... There were these personal contacts by blue whales who used to be unknown by science. They used to be reclusive. They used to be shy. They're literally coming up to humanity now and saying, here I am, and not only am I here, you are now conscious enough and evolved enough to participate in my presence, whereas before, the vibration of the planet couldn't, it wasn't, now is the time where the whales are coming forth to meet us.
So just to give the listeners an idea of how large these animals are,
mm-hmm.
in relationship to a football field,
mm-hmm.
how big is a blue whale in relationship to a football field?
How about a basketball court?
Okay.
If you imagine a basketball court
okay.
swimming by you, that's
okay.
a blue whale.
There you go. That's wonderful. And because...
The heart's the size of a car.
Yeah, that's. I was gonna.
A few other statistics are: the heart is the size of a Volkswagen Bug.
Okay.
The tongue weighs as much as an elephant. A human could crawl through the arteries of their heart.
Wow.
We're talking large and clear. So, understandably, when one of these with their aura. Gigantic aura comes into close passage of a ship, it has a huge effect on the passengers.
Well, and also, let's just be clear, how big was this boat? Because it wasn't a ship, it was a boat.
No, it's
not. It
was a 55-foot boat.
80-foot whale.
Right.
That
was a little
say,
bit interesting coming out with
we
it.
Were,
wow.
Right, and now, so as far as catching the footage... I had an intuitive feeling that this was going to be a special day when
uh-huh.
Lori notified me about the trip. So, and we decided I should bring my good camera. And throughout the ride, even with all this amazing stuff happening, I was insistent on being let down into this glass pontoon, which the captain calls the iPod, the viewing pod. Not the iPod. Is it
the viewing pod? It the iPod.
Okay, the viewing
iPod
pod.
With the whale.
Oh, right, EYE pod. Not
okay.
that. Not an Apple product.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't. They weren't opening the pods because we thought we had a large amount of time and that we were going to do it later. But I was very insistent. I thought I was going to eventually get them very irritated at me because I kept saying, "Look, I need to get in the pod. I need to get in the pod. I'm here to film."
Yeah.
Et cetera. And then suddenly a couple said they had to get back to shore. And Captain Dave said, "Well, that's it. We're turning around. We got to get back. I want to keep our eyes out for the whales because we don't want to hit any, and they're very close to us." And I said, "Will you gonna let me in the pod?" He said, "No, we don't have time." So I went to his second in command, and I said, "Hey, will you let me in the pod? I really need to get down there." And then I turned to the other guy, and I was bothering them all so much. Finally, they said, "Okay," and they threw open the pod. And I think about 1 minute later, we had the swim by.
And so talk about
this
that.
Encounter was something that was predestined. And to my understanding, it might be the closest footage underwater in the entire world with a blue whale.
Wow.
I mean, it was 3 feet from me.
Oh, my.
It was very intentional. She came right directly to our boat. We were at a standstill. She dove right in front of the pod and swam by me with her eye initially fixed on the camera, and then she looked at the boat to, you know, judge where she was, and then she looked back to the camera.
How did you know it was a female?
That's just what I've been feeling ever since
okay.
the first contact.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was a joyful occasion. It seems to hearken the beginning of an incredible...
shift.
A shift, yeah, and a time ahead for all of us. And it's kind of like the beginning of a great parade. The master of ceremonies.
Wow! And again, the dolphins were playing with the whales.
Oh, yes.
That doesn't normally happen.
Well, actually,
right?
No. I've seen the dolphins. In my understanding, the dolphins feel like when the whales are in dolphin waters, it's like the mayor's in town. I mean, they jump over them. I've seen them in Malibu,
uh-huh.
midair, going. over the gray whales. So they're just so smitten. I mean, it's a community of
they're
love.
They're just, like, happy that they're there.
Absolutely.
Huh? Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
The whales are such grandmasters, and the dolphins are very grateful. I mean, we're all in service here.
For sure.
How beautiful for us all to just acknowledge each other with joy for all the work that we do.
Absolutely. So Golden Dolphin Films, how do people see your work, contact you, hire you?
So I have a website. It's very simple, goldendolphinfilms.com.
Okay.
On there you can see 6 of my films, and then there's also a contact information page where you can simply send me an email.
Okay.
And I'd like to, if I have one more minute,
please,
just to address the reason why this company is named Golden Dolphin.
Please. Mm-hmm.
And it comes, the name Golden Dolphin Films comes from a legend out of Australia that was channeled in the 70s. And it was a gentleman named Peter Shenstone who was meditating in the forest outside of Byron Bay. And the golden dolphin frequency came to him and foretold a time, the turning of the fifth world, when the consciousness and the mind of humanity was going to be there's a battle going for which side will the race evolve to, you know, fear or love. And the Golden Dolphin said, at the turning of the fifth world, there's going to be an image war or a media war, and the workers of light will bring images of love and hope and promise and unity to mankind, to help them choose love instead of fear. Whereas if you look at the news of the paper, it's pretty much filled with, you know, murder, crime,
yeah, sure,
whatever, all
yeah,
those horrible stories that they like to promote. So Golden Dolphin's premise is to fulfill the prophecy of bringing love and light through the media.
That's beautiful.
To open people's hearts and unite them.
That's beautiful. So what is your contact, or the YouTube links, so that people can see this information?
If you'd like to see the whale footage, the eye-to-eye contact, please go to YouTube and just type in blue whale eye, and you will get the two versions of the film. Captain Dave's interviews me, and then my version, which is under Golden Dolphin Film, shows some of the other whale encounters we
had.
That's
great. Yeah. I'd like to connect you. My daughter-in-law and my son are actually working on a documentary about an Iraqi little girl, she's 9 now, who was very severely damaged during a car bomb in Iraq, and they're calling it The Beauty Remains. Beauty Still Remains, and it's a documentary, because she said you like to talk to people who open up their, and so what this is all about is her story of the surgeries that she's had. She's been kind of adopted by an American family, but she can't really be adopted because her biological family is still in Iraq, and so they brought her over, and the Cleveland Clinic has donated all these wonderful plastic surgeries, and this young lady is the brightest light you'd ever want to see. She is truly the beauty still remains in this beautiful little girl. And so she, her name is Tiva, and so I'd love to be able to connect you with that.
That would be great.
Yeah, I'd love to, you know, because they just had a baby, and you never know what you guys can do together, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, here.
It's all partnership.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm here to be of service. If anyone has an idea or a need for a film to be made, please go to goldendolphinfilms.com and contact me.
Okay, great.
I'm in touch with many filmmakers, so.
Yeah. Please tell your name again.
Leslie Morava.
Okay. Leslie, it's just been a delight having
Thanks
you. Thank
for
you so much.
Interviewing.
Are you taking pictures here?
I think I ran it. Yeah, I think
okay.
It's recording.
That's great. I hope so.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here on the Akashic Wisdom.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Where's our friend here? Come here there. Sure, Shelley. All right, so here's the question. So we have a question here that was emailed. Oh, yeah, what happened here? The computer went funky on me. Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay. So here's the question for you to ponder and for you to receive from the Akashic Records, Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones, okay? And this, it says, hello, my dog Lucy Bud, likes to put her hip on people
anybody else can chime in on this one. Okay, my dog Lucy Bud likes to put her hip on people, and last time I called you guys, you mentioned she is healing knees and ankles. I truly believe she was brought to this family for that reason. Is there anything else the masters, teachers, and loved ones have to say about Lucy? So just give us a minute. It might be a little silence here, so just continue to think about this. I'm going to keep talking. Mm-hmm. You guys bring forth information, okay? So what's important, if you'd like to email a question, you can email to info@akashicwisdom.com, and in a moment we're going to have some insights for Mr. Bud here. But first we would also like to acknowledge Lucy. We're not opening Lucy's records. We're bringing forth information based on her owner's records. Okay? So that we need to understand that. Because Lucy, we don't know if we've gotten permission from her or not. We've gotten permission from her owner, her guardian, to give information. There's a difference there. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can read the question again if you'd like, or you can take a look at the name. It's right here on my computer, so that's why you want to email questions. And in the meantime, if you'd like to call in and talk to us, you can call in at 888-429-5471. Okay, thank you. So you guys consider that, and we're going to talk to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. This is Donna. How are you?
Good. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Okay. So where are you calling from, Rebecca?
Oh, I'm calling from the Bay Area. We've talked before, so welcome to California.
Great. Me too this time.
I sent you an email that said, oh, I'm a caller waiting on hold because you were having such great interviews.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that one. Okay, that's okay. Did you write oh, there it is. Okay. Sorry, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Okay,
here we are.
Waiting for.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I have a question about my dog, Newman.
Okay, Newman.
And I guess just what his needs are.
So what does Newman need, huh?
Yeah.
From you?
Yes.
What kind of dog is Newman?
He's a cross between, like, one of those long dogs, I don't know, a wiener dog, and kind of a terrier. He's not a purebred.
Okay. And so what I'm going to ask you is, what is your concern about Newman? In other words, like, because there's a couple of things coming up. I want to know what you, the more specific the question, the better the answer.
Well, I guess it'd be just mostly physical and emotional needs, and that's pretty broad, isn't it?
Well, kind of. Well, it's not really broad. I'm going to tell you what I'm getting, and anybody can jump in that wants to, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what I'm hearing about Newman is that the more you can reassure him when you leave him alone, the better off he's going to be.
Okay.
There's something about an abandonment issue with Newman that you need to look at.
Okay.
And quite frankly, the abandonment issue that you need to look at stems from you also being worried about him abandoning you. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so the reality here is that you want to be able to talk to him from your heart. You can use words. You can use mental images. It's better to talk to this particular dog in images. So, for example, what I'm being shown as an image is your front door that you go out of.
Yeah.
I want you to project the image for Newman of you walking out the door and you walking back in the door.
While I'm still in the house.
Yes.
Okay.
So he knows that whenever you leave, you're always coming back.
Okay. Okay.
And you want to tell him, I'm always coming back. You know, you are my best friend. I love you dearly. And this little dog, you can't say that enough. I mean, what I'm hearing is that he just prances and his tail just goes, and as soon as you walk in the door, he can't get enough of you. Is that correct?
Yeah, his tail's like a propeller, and I think he's going to lift off.
Exactly. Exactly. So what you want to do is really reassure him. For whatever reason, what I'm receiving is he has, again, some emotional issues of of not being loved enough. I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know if he was a rescue. They're not showing me that. They're just showing me that he can't get enough love. Could be just astrologically of when he was born. You know, there's certain signs that need more love than others. And whether it's astrologically a human or astrologically an animal, finding out when that doggy's birthday is, if you don't already know, would be very important in getting a chart done on him.
Okay, is that something you can do?
I don't do astrology, but we do have a connection with someone. So I have your email, and I will email you information about a wonderful astrologer that not only does it's a beautiful book that you actually get that's very reasonable.
Okay.
It can be a child astrological chart, or what your childhood had to do. Because, and again, this is what I'm getting from the master teachers and loved ones, because your abandonment issues came from a child, getting your own your personal child's astrology done would be very helpful for you, and then putting in your dog's astrology and see how that works out as well.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, totally. Now, do you see anything physically at all?
With Newman, you mean?
Yeah.
That's more interesting.
I was getting...
Let the other ones talk. I've said enough.
Yeah, I was getting that that he wanted a little more exercise, but also what was coming through, that it should be of a gentle nature.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
He wants more time with you. Are you working full-time?
No, I have started working, but not full time. But sometimes I have another dog, and they kind of just feel like one more thing I have to do. Like,
He senses that. So he wants to be a higher priority in your life, and he deserves that. So when you co-create your day, perhaps you can create time ahead of time, schedule time to take him for walks and to be with him. It's really important to him.
Yeah. I need that, just kind of that kick in the butt that you just gave me, that I need to do that.
He doesn't want to be second.
Well, he used to be way down the totem pole because I had five dogs. So he's back up. He's at number one now, and he's pretty thrilled about that.
Yeah, more walks, more time with you.
Okay, and everything's okay with his hip. That's why I don't walk him as much. He's had hip problems.
Oh, my God. The idea of his hip,
yeah.
Have you had it x-rayed?
Yeah.
What's the doctor say?
Well, he's kind of just bow-legged, so I've had Reiki done on it and stuff, and chiropractic.
You've had Reiki done?
Yeah, I've had Reiki, and I've had chiropractic, and I've had acupuncture.
But the idea is that we're all getting that he needs exercise of
okay.
a gentle nature, so it's really more about, I'm seeing you roll a ball in the house rather than throwing a ball at a park. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay, so he's just moving around like that. Okay,
He wants to bond with you, and that's what Laurie's saying. But again, rolling the ball so it's gentle, so he doesn't have too far to go, and that he can stop and rest if his hip starts hurting.
Okay. And
you know, like you can't really do that in a park because you're laying on cold ground or whatever. So the idea here of just rolling it in the house would be easier for him. Is that helpful?
Oh, that's very helpful. And I have to say, I felt like I was just in the kitchen with you gals, just sitting there listening to you.
Rebecca, I would love to come to San Francisco anytime you'd like to invite me.
You know what? I'll get a hold of you privately, and we'll see what we can do about, you know, what the logistics are and stuff. How's that?
Well, I would love that. I would just love that. And I want to thank you so much for being such a loyal listener over the years, because it's always been a pleasure to talk to you.
You're so kind. I'll treasure that. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good day now.
You too. Bye-bye,
ladies. Thanks for calling. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so we're back to Lucy Budd, and I got to tell you that we don't really have a whole lot more to say about Lucy other than the fact that, yes, she's a healer, and that she has been brought into your family to bond your family even greater. And maybe Laurie has something else that she'd like to say.
She's teaching unconditional love for
right.
family, and she's using rainbow light. So that's all colors and spectrums of light as a healer. So if you could open your mind when she's doing her magic, you know, to receive the rainbow light, that'd be great if you could work with her in that way, consciously work with her. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, they're on the internet.
I'm sorry. I thought you were calling in.
No, it's just right here.
Okay. So I'm hoping you're understanding what I'm saying. But you're in the presence of a great healer. So acknowledge this being of light that's with you, that's a great healer, and acknowledge the fact that that she's reaching out to make a conscious vision there with you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, Mr. Bud, that has helped you. So anything else you'd like to share? Miss Shelley?
Gosh, I don't know.
You can say no. It's okay.
Yeah,
I'll take no.
I think I've done a good job.
Well, all right. We're surveying the group to see who wants to talk. Okay.
You want to say anything?
Right. Do you have anything to say?
Just that you're a phenomenal teacher. I know you don't.
Louder. Over here.
Donna is a phenomenal teacher, and I know she doesn't, want to boast, and she's working for the masters, but she is just phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, we have somebody here. Maybe there's another question. Okay. Okay. It's a question about a life path reading on the air, and it's a long question. So I'm going to read the question that we just got. We only have about 5 more minutes, and so one of the reasons I'm going to read it is so that everybody can be a part of this, if you have anything that you would like to share. So the email says, "You do readings on the air. Would love to know what my Akashic record says about my life path. I went to have a rebirth. One of the big changes I made was I bought and started to learn to play the guitar. And when I play it, it feels as if I have done this before. When I'm practicing, it feels as if I have done this before. I can feel someone touching my hand. Someone says my name, and I feel someone sit next to me. I've always been able to see and hear things, but since I started playing, this has become much stronger. I would love to know if playing music is what I should be doing, and is this going to bring me a career and to find my twin soul?" There's a lot of questions there, my friend. But what I'm going to throw this out to is anybody who gets a hit, and if I turn the computer around, you'll see his name. But anybody have anything they'd like to say to this person?
Keep playing music.
Yeah, keep playing music, which is what we talked about the last time you called, that you should continue with your music. And one of the things that's important, and I think this is important for anybody who is questioning their life path, we have always said that if you feel it from a joyful place, that you should continue doing it. And it's up to you to create the opportunities, because it's just about being in the right place at the right time. So what you need to do is find out in what way you can move forward in creating a career with your music. But first, you have to learn your music a lot stronger than you already do. There are things here that although you feel intuitively strong about, there are still parts of this music that need to be expanded so that you can actually create a career with it. So the response here is that keep doing what you're doing, go deeper into what you're doing, and although you have an intuitive feeling for it, you still need to know the basics so that you can play with other people and create a career for you, okay? So that's what I'm getting, and if anybody else would like to chime in, then you're welcome to do that. Okay, nobody's talking. All right. Well, I tell you what, it's almost time for the end of our show. I really want to thank all those folks who are listening. Please, if you have any other questions, we're going to be on the air next week live to take your questions. Again, you can email me at info, INF as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. But before we do that, I want Lori to come in and talk about what she's doing in Sedona for New Year's, because this is very exciting. We have time for you to talk about that as she holds food up.
All right. Yes, we're doing a wonderful event called Light Up the Planetary Grids. on December 31st and January 1st in beautiful Sedona, Arizona, among the Red Rocks and the retreat of Angel Valley, which is just a few miles outside of Sedona. We've been called to this sacred land as a group to help shift and claim the energy that's being given to the planet on 11-11-11. Many of you probably know the importance of that date. If you don't, we're going to encourage you now to make plans to spend that with like-minded people and to perhaps meditate or celebrate in some way the incredible energy that's coming to our planet on 11-11-11. And that energy is going to magnify and catalyze the grid systems, the crystalline grid system, which is our consciousness matrix over our planet, so that we can all connect in a new way to bring in the golden age, the Aquarian age, and, of course, there's also only going to be one 2012. So
That's for sure.
Claiming the golden age, right?
Absolutely.
We're moving into the Garden of Peace.
And I'm planning on being there, so
yes.
If you want to meet me, come and be with Lori.
Right, right. So,
and I'm going to be a guest. I don't think I'm going to be doing anything but enjoying myself. Not that I don't enjoy doing readings and stuff, but I think that this is just something that I want to be a part of for myself, and I would encourage anybody who wants to also make this transition truly meaningful would be to join Lori and her associates. Who's going to be? Grandma Chandra's going to be
Grandma
there.
Grandma Chandra and Judith Moore will be there. And Scott Huckabee will be doing live music. Some of you may know him. He's awesome. He's a worldwide alchemist with a guitar. And we'll be there in, you know, working with the star beings. We expect some celestial contact if you're interested in meeting your star friends, your star family. It's very common in our world. We'll be doing activations with your DNA with whale and dolphin energy. It's an amazing, it's a uniting of mankind, you know, a tying together of humanity to bring, truly anchor the golden age. And if you can't come in the physical, please send your light. You know, we're asking for 144,000 people to send their light to the grid systems that day to help anchor the new age. And again, this is in Sedona. It's called Light Up the Grid. And you can find out more about it on my website, which is loririon.com. I'll spell it. It's lauriereyon.com. That's lauriereyon.com. Or the phone number? Okay, the phone number is 619-271-9461. 619-271-9461. And there's several packages if you want to stay there. There's space available, incredible retreat land if you want to just come for Saturday, or you want to come for New Year's Eve, or you want to come for the whole package.
Great.
Saturday and Sunday. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you again, Lori, for hosting these wonderful classes and for promoting the Akashic Records work in San Diego and everywhere you go. And thank you for Puda for putting up with your grandson, who is a little bit rambunctious, but Zohar,
so thrilled.
You know, we just love you. And again, if you'd like to get a hold of me personally, you can call me at 216-691-1233. Leave a message. That's a 24-hour voicemail, and I will call you back. And or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay, so this is Donna Fox, and you've been listening to Akashic Wisdom on BBSradio.com. And if you have any interest or would like to know more about how to bring the Akashic Records to your world or to your state or to your city, please give me a call or email me. Or if you'd like to attend classes, we're doing a level one, as I said, in Akron, Ohio, and a level one in Minneapolis in January, end of January. So December is Akron, January is Minneapolis, and April is in Columbus, Ohio. So we've got a few things going, and we would just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Thank you for sending your love. And thank you for all my guests that were on the show tonight. And we want to close the records of the show by saying we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all those wonderful beings of light that are listening. We ask you all, may your hearts be opened, your burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the Akashic Records of the Akashic Wisdom Show on November 6th, 2011. And a happy birthday to Sam out there, by the way. That's my son-in-law. So by saying amen, 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 the records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye.